This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project has achieved a big milestone with the breakthrough of Mountain Tunnel 5. While virtually addressing the high-speed tunnel breakthrough program at Palghar, Maharashtra, the minister informed that there are total 7 mountain tunnels and 1 sea tunnel in the project. Mr. Vaishnaw yesterday announced that India is likely to receive its first bullet train on 15th August 2027. The Election Commission has issued a directive stating that other backward class OBC certificates issued by the West Bengal government after 2010 will not be treated as valid supporting identity documents during hearings on claims and objections to the draft electoral roll in connection with the SIR. The move comes in the wake of a Calcutta High Court order dated December 24, 2025, which cancelled OBC certificates issued between 2010 and 2024 to 113 communities. The court found procedural irregularities in the classification process, ruling that the certificates lacked legal validity. Following the court's decision, the Chief Electoral Officer, CEO of West Bengal, circulated instructions to all District Electoral Officers, DEOs, emphasizing that such certificates could not be used in the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls. The Commission clarified that while individuals from OBC communities remained eligible voters, their post-2010 certificates could not serve as proof of identity or community status in electoral matters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate a grand international exposition of sacred Piparwar relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi tomorrow. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the Piparwar relics, discovered in 1898, hold a central place in the archaeological study of early Buddhism. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has clarified that there has been no change in domestic LPG prices for household consumers. The clarification came following reports in some sections of the media that the price of commercial LPG cylinders has been increased by 111 rupees. National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has announced discontinuation of the Know Your Vehicle KYV cards for cars for all new FASTag issuances with effect from the 1st of next month. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways said the step has been taken to enhance public convenience and eliminate post-activation harassment faced by highway users. For the first time, the Indian Army's animal contingent will march on Kartavya Path in the national capital during Republic Day Parade 2026. It will showcase the vital role animals play in military operations across some of the country's most challenging terrains. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah paid tribute to Mannattu Padmanabhan on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Padmanabhan was a visionary who believed that true progress is rooted in dignity, equality and social reform. Several people have been killed during overnight unrest in Iran as the country faces its most significant wave of protests in 3 years, triggered by soaring inflation and mounting economic hardship. Iranian media and rights groups confirmed deaths in multiple locations, including the western city of Lordegan and the central province of Isfahan, as clashes between demonstrators and security forces intensified on Thursday. The violence marks a sharp escalation of protests that began on Sunday when shopkeepers took to the streets over the government's handling of a currency crisis and rapidly rising consumer prices. The semi-official Fars news agency reported that 2 people were killed in Lordegan during confrontations between security forces and protesters, although earlier reports had indicated several fatalities. The decks have been cleared for setting up a national sports board and a sports tribunal as key provisions of India's National Sports Governance Act came into force. The move will enable the government to begin restructuring the country's sports administration. The Act, notified in August last year and described by Sports Minister as a landmark reform, seeks to overhaul governance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.